This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at
97.3. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Is that a good song? Anything Bruno Mars touches, people go, oh, that's good.
Anderson Paak said he's a cheat code for writing hits about Bruno.
Yes, he's got it. He's
dude's
got that
a,
something.
Dude's a cheat code.
But yes. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Welcome to Good Vibe Central. Tickets to the Disneyland Resort right now. Who doesn't want this? It's a four-pack of tickets.
Four tickets.
You do.
Oh, wait.
You do's want it.
I do.
Who does not want this?
I do's
you
want
do's
it.
You want it.
I do's want it.
Yep. You can't have it, though, because you work here. But everyone listening can have it. Here's
Wait,
how
so
you get into it.
They do's want it.
They everybody do's.
Okay.
Nobody doesn't. Everybody do's.
Okay.
It's your chance right now to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Text the word Daisy, D-A-I-S-Y. Daisy is this hour's code word. Text it to our contest line 20357. And that's it. Just like that, you're qualified for the tickets and the grand prize vacation, including 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. Text the word Daisy to 20357. You're entered. Daisy. That's the code word, you guys. Daisy. Oh, the grape flower. Like Pluto's girlfriend or something? Who's Daisy?
Daisy Duck.
Yeah.
Oh, Daisy Duck.
Daisy is Donald.
Yeah. Okay. Donald's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, uneasy. I feel uneasy. Drake is ready to make us uneasy. He's going to
He already has. I'm very uneasy with this.
Now he's coming right out and saying, I'm going to make you a little uneasy.
It's gross, I know. And I don't like it.
Maybe that should be addressed.
Yeah.
So, Drake is ready to do something. Is he dropping new music? Is he going to go nuclear on Kendrick Lamar? It is unclear. He put up an Instagram post and it says, you know, I grew up non-confrontational and always treated this game as a sport where my pen won gold. But these days, the podium's been hard for all of us to ignore. I understand that this next chapter may leave you feeling uneasy, but I hope you see my honesty as clarity, not charity. That answers some questions. He just could not put that little dumb rhyme in there. He was just,
he's paid for rhymes and he has you know that plane thing you like? He's got one.
With the owls all over it.
So
I understand this next chapter may leave you feeling uneasy, but I hope you see my honesty as clarity, not charity. That answers some questions, thank you, especially about the unanswered text you've been sending me. The post includes several pictures included, then they're kind of unrelated.
Hmm?
So one of the pictures in this carousel of pictures is a shot of two tablets of Zofran which is a medication used to prevent nausea and vomiting caused by surgery, chemo, radiation, or migraines. I don't. Nobody knows what the significance is. Everyone's wondering, what is the significance of this? What will this be? Oh, here's, so there he is in with his stained glass at some restaurant, I guess. Scroll through those.
His stained glass.
I don't know if wherever could be in his room. There he is having fun. What's the next picture of? It's him and. Oh, there he is, you know, doing a party popper. I don't know what that is exactly. Freedom and Dem with his owls. And then, I cannot begin my day with a confrontation, please. And then two tablets of Zofran. Look, there's the Zofran. Like, what is that doing in the middle of this whole thing? And there he is in some fancy car, Drake. And there he is with his arm around somebody. And there, and there's his hotel room, I guess. It's all like a super dark blue with a big wraparound couch. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's his bedroom. I don't know. I can't tell what's his and what isn't. All I know is at one point he had a bridge over part of his pool and people lost their minds.
You're a fan, right?
Oh, yeah, I am. I love him. Drake. Can't get enough. His dance moves, his stupid songs. I love that guy.
Mm. He's got hits.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know what the significance is about this whole I'm going to make you guys uneasy. And I mean, but it feels like he's building up to something. Maybe he just felt like I should say something.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I meant to do my homework last night and I didn't. And then I meant to do it on the drive in today and I didn't. Mm-hmm. So I need to write down what songs I need to listen to from the, what did you call him? The King of Hyphy?
Mac Dre.
I don't know. He told me he was a hyphy guy. I don't know that guy.
Okay. Mac Dre, yeah.
Right. Okay, I need to write the songs down. I'll listen to him
Fizzle
today.
Fizzle Stick.
Fizzle Dancing.
Fizzle Get Pants. Stupid. And Get Stupid.
Do you like Drake?
I do. I've liked some of his music, but I'm not a fan of him.
It's terrible.
Like I don't really care about him very much.
Dumb lyrics. Charity, right. Not charity.
He's Mac Dre, that's for sure.
Oh, you think Mac Dre is better?
Oh, Mac Dre is one of...
I can't wait to hear what you think of
one of my favorite artists.
One of your favorite artists
I love Hyphy. I listen to lots of Hyphy.
Can you define Hyphy for people who don't know
what you're talking about?
It's an Oakland sound. It's the rap's fun. It's got, you know, you'll hear certain beats and things that are done, you know, in Hyphy. It's a lot of Get Stupid.
I don't know.
Get your thizz face on.
See, I wouldn't be able to pick it out of a lineup of songs.
Get in your scraper, put on your stunner shades.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's time for a couple things that come with a catch. We're going to move on from this. I don't know what that is.
I could keep going.
Would you, have you ever thought to yourself, I'd love to be a roadie?
No.
Not even once, huh?
No. You know, I've thought I want to be the guy on stage rocking out, but I never thought... Yeah. I'd like to carry his water.
Kiss doesn't need anybody else in the band, though. So it's a roadie opportunity. It's not even a Kiss thing. It's a Gene Simmons thing. So Gene Simmons is like, I'd like you to, you know, I want someone to come be a roadie. You have to load gear. You help set up the show. You get some perks. You get to eat with Gene. You get to sit in on the sound check once your roadieing work is done. And you get a signed set list and a bass guitar that's used during rehearsal, plus a crew shirt, a hat. Gene's going to bring you on stage and introduce you.
What's it pay?
And you get to bring one guest. And you can bring up to four items, additional items for Gene to sign.
I don't bring guests to work, but what's it pay?
Well, what do you think it pays for this one day experience?
Oh, it's one day.
Yeah, one day. It's a one day experience.
You're paying for it or Gene's paying you for it?
Oh, well, that's the question, isn't it?
No. Wait. I have to pay him? That's a no, Bob.
Yeah. How much is Gene Simmons asking you to pay him for you to load gear, help set up the show, eat with Gene, sit in on the sound check, receive a signed set list and a bass guitar that's used during rehearsal, a crew shirt, a hat. He'll bring you on stage, introduce you. You get to bring one guest. There is one more thing. There's a base price for this. However, you do have to buy your two tickets to the show for you and your guest.
Jeez.
You literally have to buy that separately.
Is any of this a perk?
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's time for a couple things that sound good until you realize, that's a $12,500 prize. So for $12,000...
And knowing Gene, he's probably going to hump your girlfriend, too. Like,
do not bring your girlfriend.
That's a guy who will just be like, and by the way, while you're busy loading my gear out, I'm going to have your girlfriend.
Yeah. Bring your boyfriend. Anyway, if you want to be a roadie for Gene Simmons, I'm reading this thing. I'm like, oh, that's that. You know, that might be fun if you're like a fan of his. You want to help out. And I'm like, it costs $12,000. You're going to help him all day. And it costs you $12,000 plus the price of tickets.
What?
Buy the tickets. I know. So there's thing one that comes with it. Here's another thing that comes with a catch. There are some early Tupac recordings that have been found. They're calling them here treasures.
Okay.
And they were recorded between late 1990 and early 91. Tupac composed and recorded an album with a group called Jesse and the Kids with a Z. It was never released because apparently between the time that they recorded it and the time they were going to release it, one of the guys died.
Oh.
So what's for sale here are lyric sheets, a demo tape with three songs, Leave Us Kids Alone, Streets Got Your Babies, and Bedtime Stories. Mm. So it's they want you to pay them $250,000 for this.
Mm.
So you get the lyric sheets, you get a demo tape with three songs. Here's the catch. For $250,000, you can own these songs, but you cannot release them unless you make a separate deal with Tupac's estate.
That's what I was just going to say, is if you can't release them, why would you spend that much money?
Right. I suppose that if you were creative and you could find enough Tupac fans who were willing to pay you, say, I don't know, $10,000 a song, you could have listening parties. But you can never, but that's the thing. It's like, okay, so now you own these things that are worthless unless you can do something with them. And we haven't even heard of them yet. $250,000. So there's a catch.
People with money. I wouldn't be able to.
I know.
I did like Tupac, though. That's a guy I did listen to.
Well, he was a storyteller with awesome hooks.
There was a time when we first got to town where Biggie and Tupac were all over the radio. Every day. And so
radio I was listening to. Weirdly. No, it's very strange.
I listened to it, but I
literally never heard him on the radio.
It's really good. Mm. Good times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was the end of the story. So Firefest 2 is allegedly happening. We have just found out one person who's been booked for Firefest 2. And it's hold on to your
is
seats.
Is it your brother?
It isn't. It's Antonio Brown, former football bad boy and all-around jerk. Antonio Brown, he apparently did have a viral song at one point.
So, okay.
So he is going to...
He's a singer.
Rapper.
Sure. Like he's whatever he is.
You know that for sure or you just...
No. I'm pretty sure I read that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown is saying, it is officially on, you guys. I've been booked to perform at the event. They call him a Pittsburgh Steelers superstar. Bounced around the NFL a little bit. They're saying here he's turned into quite the rapper since he last suited up for an NFL team. He announced late last week that he's going to be at Fyre Festival 2, the latest Billy. They let that Billy McFarland guy out of jail, and he was like, we're doing it again. And everyone went, all right. Tickets between $1,400 and $1.1 million on an island that doesn't know they're coming and may or may not have hotel accommodations for them. So apparently Antonio Brown has a song called Put That S On. It went viral back in 2022.
Mm. Oh.
He said, be there or be square.
His rap name is AB.
No. It's the rest of the That's it. Alphabet jokes to be made in there. Yeah.
We're C.
All right, AB. Anyway, Firefest, according to McFarland, Firefest 2 is real.
Okay.
According to Mexico, we haven't heard anything about this. We don't know anything about it. And Isla Mujeres is not available for that. So, no.
Well, you're going to get what you deserve.
Yep. If you wind up paying $1.1 million for this experience, you will have an experience. That you have paid for.
Yeah, I just can't. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, it has been pushed back. It was originally scheduled for April, but now it's been pushed back to May 30th through June 2nd. The director of tourism for Isla Mujeres, the Mexican island that supposedly is in there. We have no knowledge of this event, nor contact with any person or company about it. There are red flags all over the place, including the coordinates of the festival location on the website, which leads to the ocean between Cancun and Isla Mujeres. So good luck, everyone. I'm sure it'll go off without a hitch.
I can't remember all the crazy crap that went down when Antonio Brown became a Raider, but I don't think he ended up suiting up for one game.
I don't think so. Tom Brady grabbed him for a minute, like, come on, let's get
and
over
then
here.
He turned on Tom Brady.
He will burn Fire Festival 2 to the ground. They shouldn't have booked him because that thing was already not going to happen.
He's the only guy who took their call.
Right. Ugh. And I'm going to end with this because we did talk about this a couple times. There's an old band called Faster Pussycat, and they were on an 80s cruise where the lead singer, Tie Me Down, that's his name, his girlfriend, fiance, did commit suicide, and it's on video. So if you want to go for it, I'm sure you can find video of this. The police have it. I'm not sure if it was like something that... Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I know that this is tragic, but it does bring a question, if I may.
Sure, of course.
If John said to you, I really want you to tie me down, would you do it?
Oh my God. Again? Sure.
Oh, you've done that before?
Yeah.
Many times.
We've been married a long time, Vinny.
Oh.
This is Tie Me Down's girlfriend, Kim, who committed suicide.
That's one of the pictures... Okay. I saw that picture initially, and she looks like just really bad surgery in the photo. I've also seen pretty pictures of her, too. So it may be the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Might be.
But I'm sad to hear that that's how that ended for her, because that is a tragic way to go.
It is. It's terrible. Rest in peace. I hope you find some peace. All right, Vincent. It's coming up.
So much stuff, including... The happiest city in America!
Woo-hoo. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Love the way you lie. I agree with you, Rihanna. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Thanks, Jane. That's a good one. Thanks for picking that one out. I haven't heard that in a while. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the info on everything we talked about today up there at the Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Our whole show. Whenever you want to listen to it, check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
Sweet.
The Odyssey app. It's free.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Spelled funny, but it is free. Worth it.
Right. Totally worth it.
Yeah. Worth looking for it.
The happiest city in America list comes out every year, and every year, somehow...
That one town over there, you guys are doing pretty good over there.
Fremont wins again.
Fremont!
Wow.
Fremont always wins, like best place to live, most happiest place on earth.
San Jose came in second.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
This list is from Wallet Hub. It's the list of the happiest cities in America. And Fremont, number one. San Jose, number two. Irvine, California, which is where I grew up,
Ben.
Is number three.
Well, they're all California. It's pretty
great. The funny thing about Irvine, though, is that I did, in fact, leave at 18, and there's nothing to visit there.
Oh.
Like, you know, have you been back to visit home, as they say? No.
Yeah, I'm going to drive by the back of my house and stop at the Wendy's right there, and then I'm going to split for San Diego.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I don't.
But maybe, like, it's not. There must be other things, like good place to raise a family, good schools.
Oh, no, absolutely. You know, it's suburbia. It's, mm-hmm. it's yes, good schools. You know, track homes, lots of them.
Right.
If you got kids, they can all play with each other. It's yeah.
Gotta love a good neighborhood.
Yeah. Sioux Falls, South Dakota comes in at 4.
Really?
I'm very surprised by that.
It seems so bleak in North Dakota.
South Dakota.
In South Dakota as well.
Mm-hmm.
Seems cold and bleak.
Overland Park, Kansas.
Oh, my sister used to live in Overland Park, Kansas.
Huh.
Yeah. Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, not Omaha.
Omaha came in at number 12.
Oh, hold on. I got to get a little Omaha going here. I know it's there somewhere. Hold on.
Jeez.
Here we go. Phew, Jesus. That's just like pulling teeth.
Madison, Wisconsin, Scottsdale, Arizona, San Francisco in at 9.
Really?
Yep. Huh. Let me see if there's anything else.
Happiest. This is the happiest places to live in America?
Yep.
Huh. Well, that's amazing.
Happy day.
Santa Rosa came in at 32.
Oh.
Anyway.
Getting down the list.
Boston, Massachusetts, 45.
Oh.
I'm surprised. Boston seems to get Santa Ana, California. That's so weird.
That is weird. Is that where you went to buy your weed?
Yeah, that's the place that, what do they call that? When a place goes from one thing to an entirely other.
Oh, look. Like it was gentrified?
Gentrified. That's what happened
there.
Because
in
there's
a
no
disaster and then
way that makes the list. That's they used to you I used to be able to hello, little boy. Hello. Yeah. Put
yes,
your beer on the counter, we'll sell
beer.
It to you.
We just want your money. Thank you.
Yeah, that's not
hey mister, is it okay if I break my piggy bank and give you all my nickels so I can have some beer?
I guess they've gentrified the whole area.
Well,
it's
maybe,
much,
right?
much safer and more, you know.
Less druggy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Anyway, there's that. Oh, I wanted to mention this one because I do think it's a longer story than we have time for here, but it's interesting. Teens are now forgoing a classic rite of passage. They're not dating as young kids anymore. And I don't mean dating grownups. I mean dating each other.
Right.
Like in school.
The whole going out with, I'm going out with that guy.
It's not happening like it once did. In fact, they say in a poll, 56% of Gen Z adults said they were in a romantic relationship at any point in their teen years.
Yes. Okay.
That's half.
Hold on. Is that Gen X or Gen Z?
That's Gen Z.
Gen Z is saying only half of them
were in any kind of romantic,
relationship in their teens.
In their teens.
Incredible.
Gen Z was...
Does that mean half of them are virgins at age 20? Or does it just
I don't know
they might
that
have had experiences, but not necessarily like dating or boyfriend-girlfriend situation or whatever?
I think that probably leans towards virgins. Because I would think you'd need to be in some kind of romantic friendship slash relationship to be having...
Because it needs to, you know, you sort of work up to that. You know, you find someone, you're exploring all your new feelings and your hormones are raging.
Gen Z, 56% said as adults, they were not in any kind of romantic relationship at any point in their teen years. 76% for Gen X, 78% for baby boomers.
Hmm.
So it's just, and I do get it in that there have been times in my life where I avoided relationships because I had things I needed to do.
Or no money.
Well, money was one of the issues, but also I was trying to pursue a career and I really don't, I'm not asking your opinion of what I should do.
Right.
I know what I need to do.
Yes. And I'm doing it. I'm busy doing it.
Right. I'm not.
Right. Stop telling me because I'm cutting you right now.
The survey box has been closed.
Mm. I'm not taking suggestions.
No suggestions needed. Thank you. So I've had different reasons for not, but
right.
I absolutely.
Oh, teenage years?
From my youth.
That's all I could think about.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know how you don't.
Well,
fear?
I think these days, right, it's got to be fear. Like, I'm sure they're thinking about it, and they probably, you know, but porn is super accessible, and everything is happening via text. Like, there just aren't the same kind of person-to-person experiences that there just aren't. Like, neighborhoods used to be filled with running, screaming children. Like, I live in one of those neighborhoods, like a little tract housing, was a tract housing thing in the 1940s. I'm sure there were generations of children just crowding around. There's parks all around there.
No more now.
It's like no kids. You look out there any time of day or night, there's like, you might see a kid whiz by on a bike.
I wonder how many, you know, if you were able to ask a Gen Z mid-20s.
Are my kids Gen Z?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Like, did you have... Anyone that you loved in high school, loved, like maybe it wasn't reciprocal, like, you know, but you
puppy love, whatever, right?
Or was that not even an emotion that they allowed themselves? I don't understand how you don't, at some point you can, your clumsy love, puppy dog, love struck heart, you'd think you'd just stumble into somebody that would want to kiss you back.
Right? I don't know.
When would you say, Maddie is on the show, when would you say is your first girlfriend?
So I didn't have a girlfriend until after college, or after high school.
What?
In high school.
Were you a virgin?
No. I told you I had sex with a girl I met on a bus trip on the way to Quebec, Canada.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How old were you?
16.
Okay.
And then...
Like you didn't finish.
Yeah, that one got interrupted.
You didn't finish?
Remember, like, everybody busted in the room on him.
Yeah, they all walked in the room on us. Yeah. And then I had sex maybe two or three times in high school, but never had a girlfriend.
Mm.
No.
Crazy. Yeah. All right, well.
Were you looking for one, though?
I would have been, yeah. I was just kind of awkward, I think, and just didn't know how to ask.
Those are awkward years, aren't they?
Yeah.
I would think... And I don't want to speak for anybody in particular, but I would think if you made it to your mid-20s and hadn't really experienced those kinds of things, you would regret it.
I had a horrible time figuring out girls and girlfriends because I didn't have, I really, even in my 20s, like really, like my wife was pretty much one of my like first long-term girlfriends. I never had girlfriends for more than maybe, you know, a couple months or something like that.
Because you ruined it or?
No, I just, I don't know, man. I just, I wasn't.
Did you ever have your heart broken or you just like, didn't? Oh, you did?
Yeah, pretty much the those early girlfriends all.
You were in and they were like, nah, done with you.
Yeah, they totally just destroyed me. So, Yeah. So I don't know.
Can you say a few of those are circling back though now that you're single-ish again?
A couple of them are
single.
A couple of them are circling. I've seen some circling. There's some circling going on.
Oh. You're the one that got away.
But I want to be, but fish. I'm just going to be rude and, you know.
Just keep posting thirst traps, buddy. Those are going to work.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have dumped me when you did, lady.
You see this nipple? Huh?
This is all you're going to see of it. Only on video.
Go to my OnlyFans for more.
Yeah.
408. So our text number is 800-400-3697. There's no kids on the street because no one's having kids these days.
And no,
the collective experience of parenting these days is extremely difficult. Huh. A lot of millennials and most of Gen Z are not having kids. Yeah, I didn't have kids until I was pushing 50.
There are kids on my street. They just don't come outside and play. If I walk down the street, I can hear them in the backyard sometimes. They're just not allowed out or something.
And that's what I was trying to say earlier. Isla wants to go out. Her mom will go, I can't go with you, so stay in. Mm. And so she knows to circle around and find dad. And dad goes, huh? I'm in the middle of something. Yeah, go ahead. That's her workaround.
Yeah.
But I do want her, as long as she stays on the street, like, go ahead. And you know, right? The van. Don't.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
Don't get in the van.
Here's some pepper spray, kid. Go have a day.
Yeah. God. Mm-hmm. 650 says, that island is not big enough to support any festival. You're going to need to bring your own food, says 650.
Well, apparently.
It's a rip.
He's making it sound like there aren't going to be tents. It's not going to be that set up. It's going to be at some hotel or resort of some kind. Which, whatever. I'm avidly watching this develop. I'm excited for it to fail, and I'm prepared to be blown away by its incredible success as well. With a bookie like AB, I mean, it's bound to be good. Come on! Oh, my goodness. Oh, it's game time.
Oh, I hear game show music.
You got the game today?
I have a game for you today. We're going to play a little dishwasher quiz.
Dishwasher quiz?
Yes.
Okay. I watched Family Feud last night.
Oh, yeah?
And there's this clap thing they all get into where they really are like, you know, I don't know how to, like, and they all do it together. Hello?
They all, I'm sorry.
And they're drumming up that, like, excitement. Ooh, like, yay!
I'm always offbeat.
Yay!
It doesn't matter. Never mind. It's not going to work. Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm not sure how it.
All right.
You, I would give you. I'm trying to give you anything you want. Is that the one with the survey says?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, again, this is
dishwasher quiz.
Dishwasher quiz.
I like it.
Oh, okay. Boy.
All right, so what's the best way to load a dish plates into a dishwasher?
Apparently, get your husband to do it.
Yes,
it doesn't matter as long as they fit. Facing inward toward the center or placed at an angle?
I'll say placed at an angle. I don't really know. I just get
it. I'm going A, Bob.
Anyway, you're both wrong. It's facing inward towards the center. Okay.
That seems...
Well, fire me, please, immediately.
What should you do?
Right, I mean, from the dishwasher. Right.
Jeez. What should you do before placing dishes in a dishwasher? Rinse them thoroughly with soap. Scrape off excess food, but skip rinsing. Or soak them overnight.
Scrape them.
It's a scrape off the chunks, Bob.
Yeah, scrape off the chunks, but don't wash them.
That is correct.
Yeah, we both knew that, but that was good.
This is dumb. What type of detergent is best for dishwashers? Liquid dish soap, specialized dishwasher detergent, or baking soda and water?
Specialized dishwasher detergent.
That one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a good one.
Okay, what's the purpose of Rinse Aid in the dishwasher? Makes the dishes smell nice, helps dry without water spots, or kills bacteria?
Dry without water spots.
It's the water spots, Bob.
There you go.
How often is it going to be a tie?
Yeah, this is... Well, they got a few.
Hey, listen, a couple here. We're learning things.
Come on,
all
a little
that
harder.
Time you spent spend watching John do this, you...
It's
like you do it yourself.
Yeah.
All right. How often should you clean your dishwasher filter? Never. It cleans itself. Once a year or every few months?
I mean, I want to say never, but...
I'm going to go once a year, Bob.
I'll say every few months.
Every few months is correct.
Well, then I'm going to go home and do that right away.
Have you ever done it? I've never done that.
I don't think so.
Didn't even know how to filter.
What is the ideal water temperature for a dishwasher? 100 degrees, 120 degrees, or 90 degrees?
Oh, I'd say 120.
120.
The hottest.
120 is correct.
All right.
And what is the common reason for cloudy glasses after washing? Too much detergent, hard water deposits, or placing them on the bottom rack?
What was the first one again?
Too much detergent.
That's the one.
I'm going to go hard water.
Hard water is correct.
Oh, that's it. We tied it up. Well, we both win. Play both our songs at the exact same time.
I can't do that. Oh, I can play them individually. Let's start with, we'll start with Sarah so we can end with the kisses.
Oh, yeah. Race. Good.
All right. Here.
Damn it.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
It doesn't.
Sorry.
It's fine. You know what? That's all I want in mine. I don't even want any more. I don't feel good about that one. Okay. Yes, you wipe the floor with you.
Not really. All right. And then
I didn't actually. It's true.
Vinny Vincenzo.
Here we go. He's already kissing. Okay. Be sure to listen to Jane's show for your chance at Disneyland tickets. We've actually got them all day. Be listening all the time. We'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thanks for the kisses. Oh, that's a lot.
Thank you.
It's a lot today.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.